regular appointment.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
47201.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Monica Mathis.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
241 North Ross Street, Columbus, Indiana, 47201.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on that to load here. One moment. So I do see here that you were charged for the bite tub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you.
I did not sign up for it.
Okay. Well,
I was paying for something else.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just explaining that it shows you how to use real foods to cut out sugars and carbs, basically guide you to a healthier lifestyle, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle.
Yeah, I was just doing the mixer part. I didn't want to sign up for this part.
Okay, well,
I didn't see that.
Yes, ma'am, so I understand completely. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $59.89 charge. But what I can do for you is reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discount instead of the full amount.
No, just cancel it.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and get that canceled.
Okay, so the charge will disappear?
Well, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions where it's stated about the $59.89 charge and that it was for that Bytub app and that you'd entered in a raffle for the chance to win the mixer, it is a valid charge. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's fine.
Okay, so I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.